from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I mean, you guys are the best team in Chicago. Everybody knows that. We all know that the afternoon show is not afraid of anything, really. Yeah. But
Afternoons on the Score.
All right, we are here at the Wall. Yeah. Come see us. We're out in Gurnee. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, man.
Golden Tee Machine. You can watch Hard Knocks. You can hang out with us.
This whole place is a scene. Like, there's a thing that happens here for Bears game days. If you live up this way, anywhere near this way, you should be coming by the Wall at Marcus Gurnee Cinema and hanging out. Josh just came over here from Black Lung Brewing Company with all these craft beers. And apparently, like, their beers are on tap at the bar over here at the Wall. So he comes over, brings a table and all his beers, and hangs out on game days sampling beers for people.
Twist my arm, Josh. I'll drink at work.
Unbelievable. So he decided to come over because we're here. And so there's beers up here. And it's like, it's really cool when we get out and about and we realize there's entire scenes going on that we had no idea existed. And a lot of them are listeners to the show. So thank you so much.
Yeah, really, so if you're in the area, stop on by. It's free to get in. And there's still some seats available for the showing tonight. So just come on out and play some Golden Tee and have a great time. Yeah, we need games, okay? We need a good team in this town. We need games. We need real things to talk about because I think people are going a little crazy. And you're like, and Danny, you can go a little crazy. You get over the top. You have these big takes. You're trying to do your thing. I'm like, yeah, for sure, I do. Did you hear Jarrett Payton on the station?
I did not hear Jarrett Payton.
Well,
I wanted to hear about his time in Canton and everything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean,
so I was going to tune into it later. But
sure.
Whatever.
But
play it for me now.
Well, and I'm going to play all of that for you. You can still tune in.
Okay, good.
It was great. He was a good storyteller, and he had a great time in Canton, and he represented well, as he always does. But what has been made into a promo on this station is an objectively hilarious thought. Please, Tyler.
He hasn't had that pressure of Potsy and those guys coming at him, like, you know, grilling him post-game. How does he react then?
So Caleb Williams has not faced the pressure of Mark Potash?
That's the thought. That is the thought.
He's not wrong about that.
He is wrong about that.
Well, come on.
He actually is objectively wrong about that.
No wonder the praise for Jarrett Payton preceded the cut.
Because that is a, like, how is Caleb Williams going to handle the pressure of Mark Potash and his 24,000 Twitter followers and the free newspaper that is the Chicago Sun-Times?
God, man. I don't believe the follower count has anything to do with the concept.
How is Caleb Williams going to be able to handle the fierce pressure of Mark Grody and Jason Leisure? It's like Kevin Fishbane.
Not a lift as you climb guy. Very clear.
How many Twitter followers are those guys?
It's ridiculous.
It's not about the followers. It's about the idea of dealing with a big city NFL media.
We are
at USC.
We are a very kind media.
Okay, but is it more harsh than what he's had to deal with at USC when he was allowed to skip every once in a while?
I suppose.
Okay,
but that's our concern. We think that's going to be the thing where Caleb Williams wilts under the pressure of the Chicago media. Like, that's a real legitimate thought.
Danny, don't you remember when we were at Circa in Las Vegas when the Bears were playing the Raiders at Allegiant and we invited Mark Potash
to our broadcast
at the Circa pool?
Fabulous.
But it was 90 degrees, mm-hmm. and he showed up in jeans and New Balance gym shoes. How would you not be terrified of the man?
<That's>
how does
so
that not scare the ever-living crap out of you?
How many Twitter followers
to the pool. Probably less than that.
Mark Potash, it's not about Potash. He's a great guy. He's excellent at his job. We play his cuts all the time. He asks excellent questions. Uh-huh. It's not about him specifically. Just the idea that, like, the big bad Chicago media is going to break this guy who has been engineered basically since birth to be an NFL quarterback who won a Heisman Trophy and Lincoln Riley and Oklahoma and USC and the number one pick in the draft. And he's done thousands of interviews and he's had cameras following around his entire life. Like, the idea that the media is going to be the thing that breaks him is just so...
I don't know if it was, posited as the thing that breaks him.
It would be the adversity that we don't know how he will be able to handle. That is ridiculous. Mm. We know that he can handle the questioning. We've seen it. How many interviews has this guy done, and he has aced all of them?
Right, but it's
not that he'll never have a weak moment at a press conference.
No, but that's the thing. There's gonna be a moment. There's gonna be things that we watch and dissect and listen to all year long. We're gonna be like, you know, I'm not so sure. I love the way that he handled that.
And that'll be okay. Like, it's not the reason that Mitch Trubisky failed. It's not the reason Justin Fields failed. It's because they weren't good enough. You know, I just think that we as media like to overstate our value and like our impact on these guys. Mm-hmm. We don't really have one. And Chicago is like, we're not that tough of a media market.
Why do you hate the Chicago media
market? Are you kidding? I love we're just not. We're not Philly, and we're not Boston, and we're not New York. And you know what? Those markets don't break people either. Like, they really don't. Mm-hmm. Like, if guys succeed or fail, it's not because, oh my God, the New York Post is here. Like, they it's a media creation.
Well, sometimes those guys do, but Caleb doesn't seem like a guy that's going to be broken or necessarily affected by any of that.
How many, what examples do we have? I'm sure there's maybe one or two, but like, which one, if you say, like, man, the media really got the best of that guy, his career would have been great if not for questioning from the Boston Globe.
Well, I don't know that it necessarily ruined somebody's career, but there are people who have shrunk from the size of the market and happily accepted a lower profile existence and chosen a lower profile existence. Chris Bryant is a recent example of a guy that very intentionally chose a lower profile existence and talked about it after the fact.
Well, it didn't stop him from being successful here, though.
I think it's entirely possible that it played a role in his lack of success towards the final years. I think it actually is entirely possible. That was a guy, it was a lot for him. It was a lot for him, and certain people like that, you know, it can be a lot, and they can shrink from it and opt out of it as soon as they get the chance.
Think if Chris Bryant had to deal with Mark Potash.
That's true. There'd be no World Series.
Who's the Cubs beat version of that?
There'd be no World Series. There'd be no MVP.
Now the World Series happened at a time when it was early enough that he was not even remotely fazed by stuff like that.
Mark Potash would not have broken the World Series.
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't I end Mike Clevenger?
Listen, if we sick
didn't I end
you
his career?
On Caleb Williams, it's all over.
He's not going to pitch again.
You're claiming
didn't
victory.
We end Pedro Grifol last week?
No, he's still
he had to respond immediately.
They did.
He's still there.
They did respond immediately. Okay, so you guys didn't like my Mark Potash take.
We don't like the shot at Potsy.
Yeah. It's not
if
a shot.
If the shot
at
was
him.
At Jason Leisure, go ahead.
It's not a shot at either of them. I didn't say They're that. Both excellent at their job.
I think it's fair though. Who will be the first reporter that Caleb sort of goes after?
Jason Leisure. He welcomes it. That's why he's good.
Yeah, he is the favorite. I agree.
Why would you say that? Yeah, what are we defining? Like Caleb snapping at somebody. It's like, no, I didn't say that. No. Yeah, like him muscling up on somebody. I think Leisure's a good call. But
because he asks good questions.
By design.
He asks good questions at these. But Caleb Williams seems like he was created in a lab to handle that sort of thing. And yes, he skipped the media responsibilities after the UCLA game. He cried in his mom's arms. I'm not saying that the guy is not impervious to a moment of being affected by losing. Like, of course, it's not going to be smooth sailing the entire time here. I don't think it's going to be the thing that breaks him or the thing that he won't be able to bounce back from or handle or anything. And by the way, the Bears... We know that from Dan Wiederer's journalism. Mm-hmm. They have a very strong plan in place to help support him. They handled maybe the best PR person in the league to come here. They gave him a VP title in Ted Cruz. He's the guy who's been next to Patrick Mahomes for his first 8 years in the league, you know, to curate him into being the biggest star in the sport, to be here to help Caleb Williams with all of this. Like, that's just it. There's a lot of reasons he could fail. It's not going to be because of us.
There's several people getting in with certain names of folks that ran screaming from big city media, like Sonny Gray was very unhappy with the New York media. Ed Whitson, going back a few decades.
Okay.
That was for you. That was for you.
That makes the point.
Mitch Trubisky wanting the TVs turned off is an example of somebody who probably couldn't have handled it, even if it was in Buffalo.
I'm not saying everybody likes it, but it's not the reason Mitch failed. You and I came in with different Olympic stories.
Yes, today. We did.
We have a
multitude of Olympic goodies.
A bulging Olympic notebook next on the score.
He hasn't had that pressure of Potsy and those guys coming at him like, you know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.